welcome to the night show, except in the morning radio edition, where we're coming at you sort of live and kind of on your radio each and every morning. It's Monday, April 29th, and we've got an incredible show for you today. We've got announcements, sports updates, Bible with Mick, weather with Rick, and a whole lot more. So buckle up those seatbelts and don't touch that dial, because remember, today is gonna be a great day. Let's kick it off with some announcements. Library books are due back May 6th. So you wanna make sure you get those turned in. So check underneath the bed, in the cupboard, wherever you keep your library books, make sure we get those things back so we can have a library full of books for kids to read. And there's also an association meeting tomorrow night at 6:30. We take some time, we look over the finances of the school, we lay out some of the next 5-year strategic plan, all kinds of awesome stuff. So you want to check that out. But now it's time for the diceiest section of the show. We've got weather with Rick.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, sunshine today, high 82, low of 58. But you know, Mr. Holland, it's summer, so I went to a beekeeper and I purchased 12 bees. And he gave me 13. And I said, "What's this extra bee for?" And he was like, "It's a freebie."
All right. Always technically correct, but now it's time for the most educational part of the show. We have
Weird Science Facts. Not only does everyone have unique fingerprints, humans also have unique tongue prints.
Okay. Some people that are going to be putting their unique tongue prints on some ice cream, on some cake, because
it's her birthday!
Happy birthday to Addison Mitchell and Mason McDonald. It is your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Live it up. Eat some cake. Do a dance. Sing a song. Tell somebody you love them today. Tell somebody that you're glad that they were born. It's a great day to be born. All right, now it's time for everybody's favorite monkey. We have Bible with Mick.
Good morning, Mr. Holland. Come on, Rick, that's my banana. Granny Kate gave it to me.
Man, you gotta be quicker than that.
Rick, it's not funny. Mr. Holland, can you help? Rick found my banana laying on the table. Now he won't give it back.
Rick, you gotta give him back his banana.
All right, man. Here you go, Mick.
Thank you, Rick. And thank you, Mr. Holland. I'm so glad you were there to help me.
No problem, Mick. No one likes being picked on. I know how frustrating that can be.
I appreciate you interceding for me.
Enter what? Interceding? I think you're supposed to just plant seeds, not enter them. How are you gonna climb into a little seed?
No, Rick. Interceding means to step in on behalf of someone else. Mr. Holland saw that I wasn't getting through talking to you on my own, so he stepped in there and talked to you for me. You know, Jesus intercedes for us all the time. God can't be in the presence of sin, and he's never been tempted to sin himself. And Satan is roaming the earth catching people in sin constantly. It took Jesus coming down from heaven as 100% man and 100% God. He experienced a temptation to every sin in the world has to offer. Yet he stayed perfect. But now he comes before God to support us. Jesus knows how it feels to be in this world. And he talks to the Father on our behalf to continually cleanse us from those sins and convince God to give us mercy. Before Jesus, the high priest had to intercede for the Jews, and before that, Moses. God is the judge, and Satan is trying to plead his case of why we deserve punishment. We are so blessed that we have a perfect Son of God, like an attorney, interceding for us. And not only is he getting us out of trouble, but he takes the punishment for our sins.
The fact that God would send his only Son for us, that he took the punishment of sin on himself because we deserved the wrath. What a blessing that is. You know, this week, we're going to be talking about contentment in our deep thoughts verse. And so today's deep thoughts verse is Hebrews 13:5. It says, keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, we are often tempted by the want of more, always wanting more and never finding contentment with what God has put into our lives. And God warns us against that. He wants us to be content. He has given you your portion. And so sometimes we can be tempted to seek after money. The Bible warns us a lot about that. And there's nothing wrong with having money. God awards those talents, like we talked about last week. God gives those to us, and we are responsible for investing them well. But God gave us our exact portion of what we need, and our job is to glorify him in that. Our job is to realize that he is going to take care of us no matter what. That's a hard thing to do, and it takes the power of the Holy Spirit for true contentment to take place in our hearts and in our lives. So let's pray that God will help us be content. Heavenly Father, help us to have peace with what we have. God, help us for the desire of wanting more than you've given. But Lord, let us rejoice and have grateful hearts for what you have blessed us with. So Lord, let us take those things you've blessed us with and let us multiply them and give them as gifts back to you. But God, give us peace each and every day. And that is your gift to us, and we thank you for it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you have an incredible day ahead of you today. A day full of Bible, science, history, English, spelling, social studies, and a whole lot more. But remember, today is going to be a great day.